iHeartRadio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Getting it funky. Making it funky. Funky like a monkey.
That's a good one.
The Mac and Dream doth arose funky like a monkey. The power of power too sweet to be sour. Morning, Sir Rise Guys. Making it funky. We're doing the once-a-month all-advice show, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You know, we just talked to John from Parts Unknown. He was the guy whose wife asked for a separation and said she, a litany of things. She's a sugar mama, six figures, works out of town a lot. He's 95% of the work around the house, cooking and all that stuff, and she asked for a separation. He's also dealing with some, as he called it, mental issues.
Yeah. And some mental health issues.
Yeah. So Francis is up in Waynesville with some advice for John online, too. Hey, Francis.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Wonderful. You have some advice for John.
A little bit. Not so much about the separation, though. I'm really sorry about that. That's really terrible. But I know what it's like being the primary caregiver. I have three children ranging from 16 years old to 9 months old.
Thank you.
So I kind of know what it's like. You lose a little bit of yourself. And your job, even if you do work, your job never, ever ends. Mm-hmm. It never ends. Even in the middle of the night, you're still on the job and on the clock. And I'm having a hard time myself with that same situation. It gets lonely.
Yeah.
You just feel like you feel like everybody's made, you feel like everybody's cooked, you feel like everybody's this, but then you feel like there's nobody there for you, you know? And my husband, he works a lot, and he comes home, and he's home.
Thank you.
You know, he does help every once in a while, but a lot of times he's tired, and so, you know, I pick up a lot of the slack, and my 16-year-old is a very big help, but, you know, she requires a lot of stuff herself, too, and so I understand it gets lonely, it's horrible sometimes, it's just like you lose a bit of yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm trying now to find myself somewhat again, you know.
Would you like us to give you John's phone number? Perhaps the two of you could connect. Are you happy in your relationship right now?
I am happy in my relationship. I don't think my husband would be very keen on me talking to some other man right now.
He always asks
might not like
order.
That, and that'd be fine.
Well, I have to tell you this. You don't sound like you're old enough to have a 16-year-old. You said that. I was like, God, you sound like you're like 24, 25.
I appreciate that. I'm 36.
Well, that ain't old at all. Well, Francis, thank you so much. We appreciate your kindness, and thank you for calling in this morning.
Right. And just let him know that the best thing to do in this situation...
That was the close of the call, Francis.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to give him my advice. I apologize. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Francis. Sorry, good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry,
well, I'm not finished.
That was us saying... See, you got to be faster on the button. When Matt says that, you just got to hit the button. It's over.
Look, I'm going to have to start sniping them.
I'm kidding, Francis. You're sweet. Let's go to Eli. Eli, good morning. Line one. Do you need some advice, or are you giving it this morning?
Good morning, guys. I actually am calling because I need advice.
Okay.
Okay. So let me get all this out before you start saying anything.
Oh.
But I'm having some trouble, like, with women.
Okay. It's common today.
I'm 30 years old. I got a good job. Live in Pineville. And I mean, I feel like I got a lot going for me, but I'm really never able to catch the eye of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 3 million people in this area. And like out of 1.6 million women, like I've sat around and did the math. I can't find anyone who just kind of wants to hang out with me. I don't think of myself as an ugly guy. Like I'm 6 foot tall, kind of chubby. I'm not fat.
What you weighing in at these days?
I'm 235.
Yeah, that ain't fat.
No,
he's
fine.
Not at all. I think that's where you should be at that age.
Yeah, you might have a little extra. Just keep you warm in the wintertime.
Yeah.
What you're being
It helps that I'm taller, too. Yeah. So, but my main thing is I follow you guys on Instagram. I see you guys on Snapchat.
Thank you.
And I see you with beautiful women, so I figure if you guys can do it, why can't I? You know, and I don't mean any offense by that. I'm just being honest.
What? I understand the unintended offense to that.
No, thank you for. I was laughing at this. I don't mean any offense. I'm just being honest. No, you are.
It's a compliment. No, like, I can't tell you how many times throughout my life that I've had people say to me, "Boy, you're really kicking out of your coverage with that one," or "Rao, you're really dating out of your league on that one." And I'm like, I've heard that so many times that, God bless, I must just be rancid ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to start walking around in a Chris Gardocki jersey because every time I see somebody downstairs, he tells me I outkick my coverage.
Outkick your coverage. What a nice thing. I mean, what a compliment, but backhanded as F.
But I understand.
Right.
I know what I look like, and I know what my wife looks like.
Part of you's offended, but part of you's like, hey, thanks. Right?
Our wives took a knee.
I can look at a picture of me standing beside my wife, and I know what he means.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little dating game. A P1 dating game is in order.
Was it? That's. I'm not looking to get a radio date. I'm not trying to play any games or anything like that. I'm kind of just coming here for advice.
No.
Like I can get a date.
You can get a date.
But I can't get like a second one. And if I do get a second one, then I definitely won't be a third one.
So you make a fine first impression. It's just after that something goes wrong.
Do you have any kind of, sometimes it takes other, like, do you have bad breath? Do you have BO? Sometimes you don't know.
I mean, I am hygienic. I brush my teeth, like, morning and night. I take showers, every day. If I come up there, will Paige smell me and tell me if I stink?
Absolutely.
Paige, you wouldn't smell Jeff Hardy's T-shirt this
morning.
Because
you said it was nasty.
It's not nasty. It smells good.
It smells like Axe.
Well, Axe doesn't smell good.
Well, I like it. Elijah, I was telling Nine earlier that he called Jeff Hardy's T-shirt last night at SmackDown, and Paige wouldn't smell that, but she's saying, yes, she will come smell you.
Well, I feel bad for this guy. That's why. It's a sympathy thing.
Wait till you smell Elijah.
And you know what? He's asking you a simple question. What are you using to catch these women? What's the secret? And you don't tell him what the secret is.
Net.
Stink bait.
Roofies. Kidding. No. Total joke.
I knew it.
Green worms.
I mean, I got plenty of friends. No one ever says anything that I stink or that I ask them, and they don't know what to tell me. You know, they like me, but nobody ever really wants to be alone with me.
Gosh.
So I don't know if I'm scaring them or something. Like, I don't know what it is.
You know what, man? When I was in my 20s and I felt the same way, I could at least blame it on weighing 400 pounds.
Yeah, but this guy sounds like
he don't have that.
He's fine.
I don't have like a low opinion of myself or anything. And like
See, that's
I said,
key.
I get the.
It's key, man. Like, you got to have confidence. Yeah. You got to have confidence.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just how I talk to them or because I get the first date, it just all goes to hell after that, I guess. I don't know what it is.
What kind of like subject matter do you talk to them about? Do you like always insist on talking about serial killers or something?
Yeah, what are you into?
No, I'll usually try to I'll try to ask them questions. To gauge what they feel about stuff. So then I ask them about things and I can figure out what we have in common and what we don't.
And what if she says, oh, I'm into doing dating games on the radio? I guess you're out of there, huh?
I mean, it's the first time for everything, I guess.
All right, here's an idea. Let's pretend that you're on this date with Paige.
All right.
And let's hear what the table talk would be. Seriously, like Paige, right now you're in a lull. You just put down the fork from the salad.
Yeah.
What would you say to Elijah?
So what do you do for fun?
Sorry, I'm trying to get into the mental game of this.
It's hard.
This is why this isn't working.
I mean, what do you
Elijah.
Like to do? Because,
it's weird. I'm not used to being the one getting the questions asked. I think I spend so much time asking the questions that I don't
there
think
about. Therein lies the problem.
Ask me a question and I'll answer it. And maybe you're
what,
not.
Q&A with Double D.
What's it, what's it like working for a radio station?
It's great. You know, every day changes. I don't know what I'm in for every day sitting in here with. Sometimes I feel like a babysitter. Like right now.
I'm busy.
But it is fun. It is fun.
Paige's already in his car left. He's out of here.
I don't know.
Right. He fell asleep.
See, that's why neither he or I are
going to get Uber to Applebee's and get you the hell out of here.
He's looking at the waitress walk away.
It is a great job. I've loved every day of it and continue to love it.
maybe something with this, Elijah. When you're asking these questions, you say, I ask most of the questions. Are you listening mm-hmm. to the answers? Like when I first started in radio, I would, and there would be a guest coming in or somebody, a celebrity on the phone or whatever, I'd have a list of questions. And no matter what the answer to the question two was, I would immediately go to question three. And then I'd go to question four. And it's not a conversation. It's a Q&A. And if that's the way it is, that could come off as a little, you know, yeah. weird. I mean, the way women look at a man and say, oh, he looks shady or this, I'm like, really? I'd date him. He looks fine to me.
My first thought with this guy is that he must seem too Ooh. Excited. Like, I mean, because you say you ask a lot of the questions, you ask more questions than you ask. And it's good to ask questions. Right. I mean, people like to talk about them a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's my first thought is that maybe you come off as too anxious or excited. Like, if a date goes well, do you go home, like, and you stay up late and you think about it all night long and you wake up in a good mood, jumping out of bed the next day because it went well, like, get way excited about it?
You getting that? Yeah, that's
before. I mean, yeah. Well,
yeah, if you get that giddy, I mean, that's going to come back down a little bit too. And that level of excitement can scare people off. Yeah.
But when you like someone and you go on a date and you're talking a lot and time just flies because you have so much that you're talking about, even though you don't have something in common, you just kind of click. So, for example, asking me about my job, you can say, "Well, I always thought it was going to be like this," and then, you know, bring it back to yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can have a conversation instead of an interview.
Well, that's cool, Paige. I listen to the radio.
Vagina.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, be interactive and listen and act like you're enjoying the conversation.
Mm-hmm. No, actually be enjoying the conversation. Yeah. If you're not actively enjoying it, then don't do it.
Yeah.
I'd be dead blame. You know, I know you said that, by the way, you are good at listening and stuff because you're pausing when somebody's about to talk. So that's great. Man, I know you said you don't want to do any kind of radio thing or whatever because, I get that. But this is another mission I think we should take up. We got to get him a second date. I mean, for real. Maybe this is not just a one-time call. I think that I tell you, we were at the Bonsa Corwinus Arena last night. It was many, many years ago. It was then the Bilo Center. A very young James McDonald asked me, Matthew, how do I talk to women? And I said, first of all, my eyes are up here, pal. Quit checking out the jugs. Secondly, look them in the eye when you talk to them. Just look them in the eye. Act like show them you're listening to them.
Yeah, just act like you're having fun with them, not just like it's so uptight and tense.
16 years later, he's married.
Yeah. See how that went? It took a decade and a half.
I mean, you're right. I never thought about the fact that maybe I spend too much time like excited about asking questions. Maybe that's why I don't get past the first date. Yeah. Like maybe too anxious. Like you said, that made a light bulb kind of go off in my head a little bit.
All right. We'll throw you on hold. We're going to get your contact info if you're cool with that. Also, I'd like to, not for public consumption, but I'd like to see some social media. I'd like to see if everything you're saying is accurate. Okay.
Yes.
If you're cool with that.
Okay.
All right. Hold
sure.
on. All right. Hold on.
And Wyatt does have a good tip on text. Make her laugh. Say something funny and lighten up the conversation.
With a joke, though. Don't tickle her on the first day.
No, yeah. But if you're kind of funny, you're funny,
Thank
Matt.
You. Yes.
And that's Thank one you. Of the good qualities that well, you have.
Yeah. But you can't tell somebody to be funny if they're not just conversationally funny, because then they're right. going to be thinking about it and they're going to put pressure on themselves and they ain't going to pull it off right.
Up with a joke or anything,
I had the surgery years ago. It wasn't natural for me. I had the surgery. All right. Thank you to everybody who called and Facebook and snapped with all that advice. It was solid today. We may have to start doing this bi-weekly because so many people need advice and got problems and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the Rise Guys. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Let's get this back going, man. This guy is going to suffer some heartbreak. I really feel that, and I feel bad for him. It's like 40-year-old virgin, except he's 25 and he's getting laid.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Man.
Sir?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Well, you're so upbeat. You're so upbeat, man. Oh, yes. Lord. What's your morning after this? What do you have planned after we do this call with you? You got to go into work, or do you have the day off, or what are your plans?
I actually have the day off, so I'm going to go... maybe go for a run or something like that.
Okay. All right. Are you an optimist, pessimist, half full, half empty kind of guy? What are you truly in your heart expecting here? Preparing for the worst?
What am I expecting? I don't know. I just want to find out, you know, if I'm the other guy, or, you know, just a boy toy, or a blank boy, as it were.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We're on the radio,
I was asking
right?
Fatboy if we could Skype her, because if we start talking about serious stuff, she might start taking her clothes off.
Yeah.
And then we could all enjoy.
That's true.
But we don't have those capabilities, as you well know. All right. We're going to make this call. Do me a favor. Don't say anything until we get that name. And then once we get that name, then it's wide open. Do watch your language if you get upset about something, okay?
Right.
All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number. Y'all give me the alert when she's on, because I know this phone system is wonky.
He's probably never cussed a day in his life.
Yeah, he has. He's about to. Maybe, hopefully not. Hopefully it's blank. Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, boy. Why do I get nervous?
We're all nervous. I can't even sit down.
Shush. Shh. Quiet. Yeah.
Hello?
Allison.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good.
Who's this?
My name is Wayne Zielinski. I'm calling to offer you a chance of a lifetime. The soft opening of the all-new Inuarios Italian Cuisine. It's a unique Italian romantic riverfront dining experience right here in the heart of Greenville. Have you heard about it? We aren't open yet, but we're coming soon to the banks of the Reedy River. We're talking about gorgeous views, exquisite wines, incomparable, impeccably prepared Italian cuisine only at Inuarios.
Okay.
So congratulations. We want to offer you and your guest a chance to join us for the soft opening celebration. Absolutely, totally free of charge.
Free.
Yeah, we just want to further familiarize our staff, kind of get them trained up, you know, get some honest feedback as well.
Is this like a timeshare deal where I eat some spaghetti and then you guys try to sell me on investing in a franchise?
No. I've heard of that crap, too. My mom actually went to a steakhouse one night, and she sat through the whole thing. Because they don't give you the dessert until after you close on the deal. But no, nothing like that. It's just a soft opening party. You got free dinner. You got free wine, free dessert. Hopefully a great experience to go tell your friends about, tweet about it, Snapchat, whatever. And then they will hopefully come check out the finer things at Inuarios. It's not a swerve, I promise. We just got to, you know, we're not open yet, but it's what they call a soft opening. So we get people in here to check it out, and you know, there's no kind of timeshare, or any kind of sales pitch or anything. But we have some great spaghetti.
Okay. Well, I guess this sounds good.
It is.
I want you to know, if this is a sales pitch about a franchise, I'm out. The door.
Oh, no.
As soon as it starts.
First of all, not a franchise for sure. Family owned and operated in Inuarios. It's great. All right, yeah, no sales pitch, nothing like that. We're not even a franchise. But I will tell you this, Chef Eugene Inuario, he will bring the taste of his homeland here to the upstate of South Carolina. You're going to love it.
Okay, that's fine. When is it?
Okay, so we got the weekend of the 24th or the 31st. We can do either weekend Friday at 8 or Saturday at 7, just as long as that works for you.
Okay. How about the weekend of the 24th, since the next weekend is Labor Day?
Holy crap. Weekend. Is it really going to be Labor Day that soon?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Okay, well, that's fine. Now, here's the thing. We reserve every table with custom place cards. That ensures a special experience we have here. A lot of people, some of our other properties, they take them as souvenirs. They're written in calligraphy. Beautiful things. I've got you here as Allison with one L. A-L-I-S-O-N?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And let me get the guest you'll be bringing with you for this romantic experience at Inuarios.
Do you want the full name or just the first name?
Just the first name is fine for the place card. I mean, it's special. But Chef Rob Inuario, he doesn't want it to feel too formal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's Stephen with a P-H.
Okay, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Like Wonder Boy. Like Stephen.
No. It's Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen. All right. Then, so Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Okay, Stephen, then who the hell's Branson?
What are you talking about?
Branson, your boyfriend, this is actually the Rise Guys morning show, 93.3 The Planet here in Greenville. This is a thing we do called War, and we called you because Branson thinks you're cheating on him, and he wants to know what's going on, and now there's somebody named Steven, though. Branson, you want to say something?
Yeah, and what do you mean, what are they talking about? Okay, you were at my place last night.
Ooh.
You already forget about me, Allison?
No, I just didn't understand what he said. I thought he said Brandon, but I thought he might have said Branson. I
said Branson.
Sure.
How many Bransons do you know?
Only you. But as far as romantic dinners go, Branson, I told you I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm sorry if you don't think I meant it when I said it.
Well, who's Steven then?
Oh, God. Oh, God. If this is Wonder Boy, I'm leaving.
You know better than that.
I know better than that, but God, Ray would kill me.
So would Steven.
Who is Steven?
Look.
Who's John?
Since you asked, Steven is my husband. There. That's what you wanted me to say, right?
Oh, man.
So, you're cheating on me.
No, she don't know both of you. She's double cheating.
Yeah. Okay. Are you even serious right now? If I'm cheating on anybody, it's him, but I'm
not. Will you please tell me what's going on? I'm so confused. If you don't want to be with me, just quit messing around with me then, okay?
Look, I thought we understood each other, and we're having some fun with everything, but I guess not. Have you ever heard of a hot wife?
What?
An open marriage? Out of all the things you thought, you never thought that?
No. I mean, I never thought of that, but I know what that is, obviously.
Okay. So there's your answer. I hope you're happy with
it. Why are you being so mean about it, though?
Yeah, I mean,
why'd I say that like Chris Rock?
Okay, jeez. And how many other guys are there besides me and your husband, though? You know, just curious.
Jesus, really? You should probably just lose my number. I don't think you're cut out for this kind of stuff. I mean, maybe you should go to a
church. Totally.
Did you tell him that this was what it was? Did you not? I mean, you didn't. He asked you if you were married. God bless. Hold your butt back.
She said several times that she told him she wasn't looking for anything serious.
Did
what more can you do,
Branson? I can say your name now.
Yeah.
Did she?
What's that?
Did she?
No, she again just stripped down.
This is great.
First of all, I didn't like her. You know.
No, she sounded meaner than she normally is.
I don't know who I'm more mad at. You know, I'm mad at you. This is about the dumbest move ever. I mean, really.
No,
You knew. Why didn't you just say, pause on that for a minute, on the taking off of the clothes, and let me get the answer?
Well, the husband was about to mix in, and you blew that.
But really, so.
I don't know if I'd want that.
God bless. I didn't. Have you never
had. Did I screw up a pretty sweet deal right now?
I mean.
Did I just.
It seems like if you didn't do what you just did, that, yeah, you could have kept doing what y'all had been doing, but now she told you to lose her numbers, so you might have screwed that up if you think you'd be... But you weren't happy doing that.
No, but the sex was good. I don't know.
Well, let's go.
I was being a boy. I don't know. It's
Golly,
always want like the grass always greener.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Have you never heard of a hot wife or open marriage? Oh God, her voice first of all, and her confidence. I mean, I didn't, and I don't know that it's warranted. Is it? Is she a 10?
She's a 10 for sure.
Shouldn't objectify women.
I mean, you hear what he just went through on the phone, and he's on here telling us he screwed up something good.
I know. And 5 minutes ago, he's like almost to the point of loving her, and now he's like, well, she's married. Did I just screw up? Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. You really screwed up. You really
well,
screwed
I wish
up.
You guys would have asked me that before.
I'm your next caller to wring your neck.
Turn around on us.
God.
Look, no, you try to don't try to blame us because you found out your girlfriend's cheating on you with her husband.
I'm not trying to blame you guys. I just feel stupid right now.
Why do you feel stupid? Because you didn't realize that she was in a relationship and you were just the blank boy, or because you were developing feelings for somebody who didn't reciprocate them? Which one is it? Both?
I mean, I guess I'm feeling stupid right now because I could have kept that going, you know, no strings attached. And now it's just like, maybe I could have just dealt with, you know, feeling kind of used, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, now you got your cake and you can't eat it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know her to wear an ankle bracelet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's one of the things, apparently, when we've talked, when this has come up on the show before, that's one of the things is that
the
ankle bracelet, not like the GPS monitor one, but like the regular one, like the gold one, is one of the signs that somebody is like a hot wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything electronic on her.
If they're open, the husband might get a kick out of this and want her to keep it going.
You
gotta keep banging him.
It's my new ankle bracelet by Lily Pulitzer. You love that?
He can wear the mask. You know what? You get to like be the star of the show and wear the wrestling mask.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm married, Branson.
Branson.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is about the dumbest move you've made in your whole life. Did you go to college? Did you graduate?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Got a college degree, and this is. I mean, this. I don't. I,
oh, no.
God, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
This is the dumbest move ever.
Me right now.
Because I want to be nice, but dude, don't make this mistake ever again. What a dumb move you just made.
How many times I'll be in this situation?
Never again.
Just ask questions.
You're not really stupid. I'm just bent out of shape about this crap. Well, where were these moments for me when I was your age? I wouldn't have screwed it up.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Yes, sir. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, tweeted, Snap, Instagrammed, emailed, and sent out subliminal thoughts. I caught them all.
Yes.
Yes, no, yes, maybe, no, and hell no. Those are your answers. What a great show today, the All Advice Show. Tomorrow, a all-new Facebook fussing. Love that. Plus the P1 payoff will continue. Actually, that continues here shortly. But first, this right here for you.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Earlier this morning, we talked to a man who wanted some advice. He hated his future son-in-law, but then he got to what his daughter did.
Pauly Shore.
What did his daughter do? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to win.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or just text podcast to 72341 and we'll link you up. Paige has got you $1,000 here in a few minutes. Make sure you listen for that. The P1 payoff, it goes till 7 o'clock tonight. Fat Boy will be in at 5 a.m.
Hey, baby.
Rise Guys Rewind. Hey, Mama. We go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. You have your blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rise, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
That baby's back.